What you're about to hear was aired on Planet Philadelphia, environmental radio show on Germantown Community Radio, 92.9 FM, WGGTLP in Philadelphia, and on gtownradio.com. I'll be talking with Rashida Ng today. And we'll be talking about the proposed Sixers Stadium in Center City and some alternative ideas for redevelopment of that area. Hi, Rashida. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me, Kay.
Could you tell people a little bit about yourself?
My name's Rashida. I'm an architect and an educator. I've been teaching for about 20 years now. My research currently lies at the intersection of climate change and justice issues.
Most people have heard that the Sixers basketball team is proposing to redevelop the Market East area by putting in a big sports arena there. And I could understand why they might want to move, but possibly Center City is not the place for that.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of concerns about that proposed relocation. Maybe I'll start with just concerns for Chinatown. Chinatown is one of the most important immigrant communities in Philadelphia, and it serves as a really critical place for people to get everyday services, including grocery stores, and there are several schools and places of worship in Chinatown that are really important, but also other kinds of services for Mandarin speakers. Chinatown is a community, and it's a community that's really important for the city. And I'm concerned about bringing a large arena that is only active in very few days and very few times of the year. But when it is, it's intensely active, which means that you get a lot of traffic and a lot of people flooding into a neighborhood for very short and intense periods of time. And that disrupts the everyday life of people who just need to go and buy some groceries, or who need to get some legal services or immigration services, or who are going to school or to church. So the location, particularly in the center of Center City, but also right within, you know, Chinatown, would be quite disruptive once it's built, not to mention the kind of disruption that we would have while it's under construction. So I'm also concerned for small businesses that may not survive that period of prolonged construction, followed by these intense periods of activity and also inactivity when the stadium is not in use.
I've driven in that area, and I have no idea how they would get people in and out.
Yeah.
You can get there using SEPTA, but SEPTA's been cut back and cut back and cut back. So I just don't understand how they even think it would be possible.
Yeah, I agree. I have similar concerns. And they compare the stadium traffic to the flower show or the auto show on their website. But one of the differences is those happen over a long period of time, whereas a basketball game is intense. Basketball games are a couple of hours. So the flood of people in and out from these basketball games is very different than the flower show and the auto show. And I would also say that, you know, the convention center is another example of an encroachment on Chinatown. And there are several examples of those kinds of encroachments. So from a justice perspective, I think it doesn't make sense. I'll also kind of pivot for a moment to just put my architect hat on and say that we really need to stop tearing down buildings, large buildings, and we need to start renovating more buildings instead of destroying them. I'm not that old, and I remember when the Wells Fargo Center was built in South Philadelphia. That was a commitment that we made to a building infrastructure that required a lot of materials that caused a lot of pollution in the air. And we also constructed the gallery, which we now call the Fashion District, which is a large building. And I'm not arguing that the gallery or the Fashion District couldn't be improved, because I think that it could. But I think we need to start to adapt our building infrastructure rather than to demolish and start anew every time we have a different idea about what might happen in a place. Demolishing the Fashion District, or one large block of the Fashion District, closing down Filbert Street and putting in a brand new stadium at the same time that there's a proposal to make the stadium district into a kind of entertainment destination, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. There, you know, and what is our overall plan for various districts and neighborhoods within the city? We need to also stop developing in consideration of just one site and start to think holistically about the quality of life of various parts of the city. So the Sixers committed to Wells Fargo Center years ago, and I think they need to see that through. We have an infrastructure there. We have a stadium there. If that stadium needs upgrading, then look to upgrade that stadium. One of the things that I heard my colleague, Dominic Vitiello, say, actually at our workshop, is most of the downtown stadiums that are located in other cities are on the edge, where this stadium is that's proposed is actually it's within the fabric of the city. And that makes a huge difference in terms of getting traffic in and out. And a lot of people right now that go to Sixers games drive. I think the argument about just what is our plan to renovate and to renew our existing building infrastructure really should be taken seriously, especially in 2024, when we are in the midst of, you know, really a climate and a justice crisis. And those things intersect. They're not isolated from each other.
You mentioned the workshop, and people were talking about revitalizing the Market Street East area, but in a more community and environmentally friendly way. So, if you could tell us about that.
Yes, the workshop was incredibly invigorating, and we worked with the Coalition to Save Chinatown to host a public workshop with members of the coalition, members of the design community here in Philadelphia, landscape architects, architects, planners, but also just people who actually are probably best source of inspiration and ideas about what should happen within cities. We all have the ability to envision a place that currently doesn't exist. And some of the ideas that came out of the workshop were quite exciting. People were enthusiastic about more open space, but were really thinking about the underutilized roof of the Fashion District, potentially for additional housing and open space. So could we have, you know, a rooftop park on the Fashion District? Could we begin to have multi-generational mixed income housing? People were really excited about small business incubators and providing more social services within the Fashion District. And you know, I've walked the Fashion District more over the last couple of months. There's a lot of vacancies within the building, and you know, there are a lot of small businesses that really could thrive in that kind of location. So people were excited about that possibility, a multicultural center. People talked about the possibility of putting kind of shared infrastructure, building infrastructure. So when you think about the infrastructure of a school needing a commercial kitchen, well, that commercial kitchen isn't used 7 days a week, you know, 12 hours a day. There are times where that could be opened up for other types of activities. A library of things where people can go and borrow things that they need for their house. So we don't all have to have, you know, that stand mixer, for example. We also talked a lot about the way the building meets the street. One of the concerns about the fashion district right now is that it's not easily accessed from Market Street, from 10th Street, 11th Street, and Filbert Street. There are very few entrances. The life of the building inside doesn't really spill out into the fabric of the city. So there were a lot of really wonderful ideas about how to puncture the building in ways that actually allow it to connect more with the fabric of the city. So we are working right now with a group of students, a group of architecture and planning students at Penn, to develop these ideas a little bit further and to put forth alternative proposals. So my colleague Dominic Vitiello is working with some planning students on some of the financial feasibility study, and I'm working with some design students on the design alternatives. And of course, we're collaborating on those alternative designs. So we're looking forward to releasing them for public consumption, hopefully later this semester.
You mentioned a financial feasibility study, and that's interesting because a new analysis finds that 76 Place could cost Philadelphia and Pennsylvania more than $1 billion in lost tax revenue. This was a study done at the University of Washington. So, is that part of the financial analysis that's going on, or?
Our financial analysis really is not focused on the stadium, but is focused on these alternative proposals and how do you bring more life to Market East. So we had a great time dreaming with the public, but we also want those dreams to be grounded in the realities of our financial possibilities and constraints.
By the way, you mentioned the Market Street East and the difficulty of getting into the Fashion District. I have definitely found that.
One of the other things that we heard in the design workshop was real concern around particularly young people. So when we talk about access, you or I, the last time I walked into the Fashion District, a lot of people, this was just a couple of weeks ago, were being carded. But I didn't get carded. They knew that I was old enough to enter. But there is a real kind of police state within the Fashion District because youth are not allowed there. I don't know if there are certain access hours. So there are security guards that are checking IDs for many people. And even some of our students that are working on the project with us revealed that their IDs were checked just to walk through the fashion district. So, we're in a city that has, a lot of youth and not a lot of places for them to go. So that was a commonly held theme in the workshop that, youth, teenagers should have a place where they can go. And people were talking about what's called third space. So it's not work, it's not home, but there are these other places that we spend time. And people were really excited about the possibility of the fashion district being that kind of space and providing a place for intergenerational community activity, intergenerational gatherings. And it isn't right now. And people are concerned about that because, if we don't give children a place to go and things to do, that actually affects us all. And we all have a responsibility to the youth in the city. So some of the ideas generated are really thinking about allowing the Fashion District to be the third space for the youth of Philadelphia that it once was. I firmly believe that having Sixers Arena, and I love the 76ers, by the way. I'm a Philadelphia native. I grew up a Sixers fan. So this isn't anything personal against, the club. I just don't think it's the right location for the city. And I'm also concerned about an arena that will be not activated enough over the course of the year. What we really need are places that bring people in and out and activate the city really year round. And an arena doesn't do that. So I worry that it will only exacerbate the kinds of problems that we have on Market East and not become a vibrant place in Philadelphia, and in fact, detract from the quality of Center City and most importantly, the life of residents within Chinatown and other surrounding communities.
Well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
If you want to know more about Planet Philadelphia, go to planetphiladelphia.com. You could also find out more about other G-Town Radio programming by going to gtownradio.com. I hope you will consider making a small monthly donation to help Planet Philadelphia continue presenting interviews on important underreported environmental topics and exploring their complexities and intersections. Thank you so much for your support.